Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today, we're diving into something kind of wild, AI that hunts for hidden flaws in software.
Oh, yeah, those zero-day vulnerability.
Right, zero-day
You know,
vulnerability.
the ones everyone worries about.
Exactly. And it's not just for tech folks either. This impacts all of us who use software.
Well, yeah, who doesn't use software these days?
Pretty much everyone. So let's break this down. What exactly is a zero-day vulnerability?
Imagine like a house with a secret back door,
Okay.
but only burglars know about it. That's
Uh-oh.
basically a zero-day vulnerability. It's a flaw in the software that nobody knows about. Not even the company that made it.
So nobody's guarding that back door.
Nope. And that's what makes them so dangerous. No fix exists until it's found.
Okay, so we're talking digital back doors hackers can slip through.
Precisely.
Not good. But here's where things get interesting. Google's Project Zero, a team of cybersecurity
They're
experts.
like the internet's detectives.
Right. They've teamed up with DeepMind, Google's AI powerhouse.
Think of DeepMind as the brainy sidekick, using cutting-edge artificial intelligence.
I like it. Together, they've created Project Big Sleep, an AI that can actually find these hidden
And
vulnerabilities.
it's not just theory. Project Big Sleep already found a real vulnerability in SQLite,
Squalite.
a super common database program used practically everywhere, websites, apps, all sorts of things.
So a lot of potential targets.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Luckily, the team patched it quickly, but it makes you think, what if this AI was always scanning, keeping everything safe?
That's amazing. So this AI is combing through code, finding weaknesses before bad guys do.
That's the goal. To understand the impact, though, we got to talk about who's behind this.
Okay, let's do it.
Project Zero, they're all about proactive hunting for these vulnerabilities.
Like a global neighborhood watch, but for the digital world.
Exactly. They've got a stellar record finding and reporting critical flaws in software used by millions.
So they're the seasoned detectives, always on patrol. What
Right.
about DeepMind? What's their specialty?
DeepMind, they're Google's AI whiz, constantly pushing the limits of what AI can do.
So we've got the detectives A&D, the AI sorcerers, all teaming up to fight cybercrime. This is awesome. How does this AI actually work, though? Is it like some super-powered code reader?
It uses something called a large language model,
Yeah.
similar tech to those chatbots you might use.
Oh, yeah.
But instead of chatting this, AI reads code, tons of it. Think training a dog to sniff out explosives.
Okay.
But instead of smells, it learns to spot patterns and errors in code that could be vulnerabilities.
So a digital bloodhound for bugs.
Yeah.
And it's already found a real vulnerability. Tell me more about that.
Right. Big Sleep found a stack buffer underflow in Squire.
Stack buffer underflow.
Yeah, it's a mouthful, but basically it's a flaw where data can overflow. Think of a digital dam bursting, potentially giving hackers control.
That's scary, but they caught it in time, right?
Absolutely. The Skyly team patched it up quickly, thanks to Big Sleep's early warning.
Whew, that's a relief. And
Yeah.
that's the amazing thing. It's not just about finding flaws, but also giving clues on how to fix them. So it's a detective that solves the case. A&D tells you how to prevent it in the first place.
You got it.
This is huge. We're talking about AI that could secure systems before they're even released.
That's the potential. This is a big leap forward. It could change how we approach cybersecurity entirely.
Software that's already been checked by AI, making it way harder for those digital burglars.
Right.
I like the sound of that. But I gotta ask, are there downsides to using AI this way? I mean, we've all seen those movies where robots take over.
It's a valid concern. We've seen how AI can be misused. The key is responsible development, making sure this tech benefits everyone and doesn't fall into the wrong hands.
Okay, that makes sense. So how can we be sure it stays on the side of good?
Well, Google's got these ethical AI principles built into Project Big Sleep. It's all about transparency and safety, making sure it's used responsibly and ethically for the benefit of everyone, not just a select few.
That's good to hear. So, what does this mean for everyday users like me? How will this impact our digital lives?
Imagine AI working tirelessly in the background, constantly scanning for these vulnerabilities, patching them before they could be exploited. Our data, our devices, our online interactions, all safer.
That's a future I can get behind. So, we've got AI fighting the good fight against cybercrime. This is seriously groundbreaking stuff. What do you think are we at the beginning of a major shift in cybersecurity?
Absolutely. We're seeing the very start of a new era in cybersecurity, one where AI plays a vital role in keeping us safe in the digital world.
Now, this is where it gets really interesting. If AI can find and fix these vulnerabilities before they even become problems.
How will this change the way we develop software in the future? I mean, will we see a whole new breed of ultra-secure systems because of these advancements? It's definitely food for thought.
It really is. Like, having an AI guardian angel protecting our digital lives, and this is just the start. Who knows what else they'll come up with?
Right. The potential is huge. We got to remember, AI is a tool.
Yeah.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or bad.
That's true. So we need to make sure we're using this powerful tech responsibly. It sounds like Google's taking that seriously, though, with those ethical AI principles.
They seem to be, which is encouraging. And of course, Google's not alone in this. Other companies and research groups are exploring AI for cybersecurity, too.
So it's not just one company or one AI, but a collective effort using this tech for good.
Exactly. And it goes beyond cybersecurity, too. AI has the potential to revolutionize so many fields, healthcare, education, transportation, energy, you name it.
Wow.
But we can't forget the potential downsides. We got to work to minimize those risks.
It's like we're entering this really exciting, but maybe a little scary time too. We have this incredibly powerful tool, but it's up to us to use it wisely.
That's a great way to put it. We're at a crossroads. The choices we make now will shape the future of AI and how it impacts our lives.
So what can we do as individuals? Should we all become coding experts to keep an eye on things?
Well, being tech savvy is always good, but it's not the only way to make a difference. We can all stay informed about what's happening with AI. Talk about the implications and support organizations working towards responsible AI development.
That sounds doable. We can all be part of the conversation and help shape AI's future. It's not just something out there. It affects all of us.
Precisely. The more informed and engaged we are, the better we can handle the challenges and opportunities AI brings.
So it's not just on the tech experts. It's about all of us taking responsibility for AI's future.
Exactly. It's a team effort. Everyone's got a part to play.
Okay, so we've talked about AI's incredible potential in cybersecurity, the importance of ethical development, and our role in shaping its future. But before we wrap up, I have one question that's been bugging me. We've been talking about this AI like it's some magical being that can just find and fix these vulnerabilities. But how does it actually work? What's going on behind the scenes?
That's a great question. It's easy to get caught up in the magic of AI, but we got to remember it's still based on algorithms and data. In Project Big Sleep's case, they're using large language models. They're pretty complex, but essentially they're trained on massive amounts of code learning to spot patterns and relationships within that code.
So it's like teaching a child to read, but instead of words, it learns to read code.
That's a good way to think about it. And just like a kid learning to read, can eventually catch grammar errors or things that don't make sense. These large language models can start to identify potential weaknesses in the code. They can see things that even experienced programmers might miss.
Wow, that's really cool. So it's not about brute force or just throwing random data at the problem. It's about understanding the code at a much deeper level.
You got it. And that's what makes it so powerful. It's not just about finding existing vulnerabilities, but about potentially stopping them from being created in the first place.
So it's like an AI coding buddy, making sure you don't make any silly mistakes.
Yeah, something like that. And as this tech gets better, we can expect even more sophisticated AI tools for cybersecurity and software development.
This is seriously amazing. It feels like we're watching a whole new era of technology being born.
It definitely does.
Yeah.
And it's exciting to think about all the possibilities, but it's also really important to approach this with responsibility and careful thought.
Right. Power without responsibility is a recipe for disaster.
Well said. And that's why these conversations are so crucial, to raise awareness about what AI means and to make sure it's developed in a way that aligns with our values and goals as a society.
So it's not just about the code, but about the code of conduct, so to speak.
I like that. It's about making sure AI is used for good and benefits humanity as a whole.
That's a really important message, and one we all need to remember as we move into this brave new world of AI.
Absolutely. And I'm really interested to see what the future holds, both in terms of new technology and our efforts to make sure AI is used responsibly.
Me too. It's definitely a wild ride. Okay, so we've covered a lot today. We talked about AI finding those zero-day vulnerabilities, the potential benefits and risks, and the role we all play in AI's future. But before we go, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought. If AI can find and fix these vulnerabilities before they even become a problem, how might that change how we develop software in the future? I mean, will we see like a whole new generation of ultra secure systems thanks to these AI advancements? Something to think about, right?
It really is. It gets to the heart of AI's potential here. Imagine a world where software is just naturally secure by design, where those vulnerabilities are found and dealt with before they even have a chance to cause any trouble.
It's like an AI immune system for our digital world, constantly watching out for threats and taking care of them before they can do any damage.
That's a great way to put it. And as AI keeps evolving, it could actually become part of the software development process itself.
Really?
Yeah, like a virtual safety net, catching errors and vulnerabilities before they even make it into the code.
So instead of fixing holes after the fact, we're talking about stopping them from ever being there in the first place.
Exactly. It could completely change how we think about software development, making security a core part of the software's DNA instead of an afterthought.
That sounds amazing. Is that really possible, or are we getting ahead of ourselves?
It's definitely ambitious, and there's still challenges, but the progress we're seeing in AI is incredible. It's not crazy to think this kind of future is within reach.
It's mind-blowing. We could have software that's not just secure, but also more reliable, efficient, and easier to use, all thanks to AI.
Precisely. And it's not just about cybersecurity. The benefits extend way beyond that. Imagine AI tools that help developers write better code, design more intuitive interfaces, and really tailor software to what people need.
It's like we're on the edge of a golden age of software development with AI helping us create amazing things we never even thought possible.
It really is an exciting time. I'm eager to see where this all goes and what kind of future we create with this technology.
Me too. Well, that wraps up today's deep dive into AI and cybersecurity. We've gone from those hidden zero-day vulnerabilities to a potential future with software that's inherently secure by design. It's been quite a journey.
It has. I hope our listeners have a better understanding now of this incredible technology and what it means for all of us as we navigate the digital world.
As always, we encourage you to keep learning and exploring. The future is in our hands, and it's up to all of us to shape it in a way that benefits everyone. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay safe out there.